American farmers have long depended on immigrant labor, but some farmers say finding a steady supply of legal migrant workers has become almost impossible. A few farmers are taking action. They're moving to where the workers come from, Mexico. The World's Jason Margolis spent time with one California farmer who's shifting his operation south of the border.
Going to work with Steve Scaroni is like spending a day with a super caffeinated Wall Street trader.
I'm telling you, you guys got nobody looking at anything. Okay, so somewhere in the middle here, guys, we've got to meet.
Scaroni isn't trading stocks and bonds. He's trading heads of lettuce and broccoli grown in the fields he leases in central Mexico. Scaroni works out of his truck with two cell phones, a hand radio, a walkie-talkie.
And then you have the iPad and the, you know, that's just for your emails. And your.
He's on one or two, even three devices at any given time, almost all the time.
Jorge Alante. Okay,
Scaroni has been growing lettuce in Arizona and California for 30 years. 4 years ago, he started to expand to the central Mexican state of Guanajuato. Today, half of his operation is south of the border.
We're doing between 50 and 75 trucks a week go out of here to the United States.
At his freezer operation, huge bags of lettuce are sealed airtight and injected with liquid nitrogen. This lettuce is then loaded onto trucks bound for grocery stores in the United States. It's a long way to haul lettuce, but there are clear advantages to working in Mexico. If there's bad weather in Arizona or California, Scaroni has a backup crop. Also, in the United States, Scaroni says he pays field workers $9 to $10 an hour. In Mexico, he pays $12 to $15 a day. Scaroni says he's paying above the going wage, and he insists that he didn't move to Mexico just to save money on labor. He says when you factor in added transportation costs and things like Mexican taxes, it's been a four-year headache, and his Mexico operation still isn't profitable.
I'm doing all this. I'm sleeping in a foreign country, a lot of times away from my family, because of the lack of a coherent immigration policy in the United States. Like I said, I brought all this equipment from the United States. I mean, I have hundreds of thousands of dollars in just import costs to bring all my equipment down here. Why? Because I don't have enough legal labor in the United States. We're in a labor shortage crisis for legal immigrants.
That's the key word, legal. Scaroni has a point.
You might say around half of all farm workers are probably undocumented. Most of them are Mexicans, and others also Salvadorans and Hondurans and quite a few Guatemalans.
That's agricultural economist Rick Mines. He designed the survey that the Department of Labor uses to estimate how many farm workers in the United States are documented versus undocumented. American farmers are required to check the paperwork of everyone they hire. The open secret is that many field workers use phony documents. Most large agribusiness operations hire workers through a contractor or middleman, so the farm is insulated from the hiring process. This look-the-other-way policy works for most big farmers. But American farms that rely on illegal workers risk being temporarily shut down by raids or administrative enforcement. For Steve Scaroni, the hassles were enough to drive him south of the border. Rick Mines says for many farmers, though, Mexico isn't an option.
Most of the major crops, grapes, tomatoes, cucumbers, and sweet peppers, are very sensitive to local growing conditions and to proximity to market. And so these products are not that easy to shift.
The numbers are murky as to just how many American farmers are shifting work to Mexico. Most farmers don't want to talk about it. Steve Scaroni says he's speaking out because he's fed up with the system. He supports an immigration bill called Ag Jobs. The legislation was a compromise between growers and labor. It would give farm workers more rights and provide a path to legal status. The bill would also make it easier for American farmers to bring in temporary immigrant workers. But many Republicans in Congress are lining up against it, calling it an amnesty for lawbreakers. This puts Scaroni at a boil.
Now, I'm a conservative. I don't consider myself a Republican anymore because I think the Republican Party is as biggest part of the problem as the Democrats are, and especially on this immigration thing. All they do is block everything that tries to get passed. They never come up with a solution. So, yes, I hold the Republican Party responsible for why I had to move to Mexico to complete my American dream.
There is an alternative to moving to Mexico or importing immigrant farm labor. hire Americans. California's unemployment rate is more than 12%. Despite that, Kent Wong, director of UCLA's Center for Labor Research and Education, says Americans still don't want jobs in the field.
There is no indication that if someone is laid off from a job in Los Angeles and San Francisco, that they would pack up their family and move to the Central Valley to pick grapes.
Wong adds that most Americans don't want to pick fruits and vegetables because it's hard, seasonal work that only pays around $8 an hour. Steve Scaroni argues he can't pay much more than that in the U.S., and he can't pay higher wages in Mexico either.
We live in an international environment now. We're sitting in a broccoli field right now. They produce broccoli in China. They produce it in Guatemala, in Mexico. I mean, if we do produce in the United States, we have to be able to produce it cost effectively, or Mexico or Guatemala will knock us out of the marketplace. Because, like I say, at the end of the day, the American consumer wants it cheap, clean, and perfect.
That may be true, but farm worker advocates argue that American growers paid low wages in the U.S. long before there was global competition. As another year closes without immigration reform, American farmers remain in a bind. But the biggest losers appear to be the workers in the field, doing backbreaking work for low wages with little protection. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Guanajuato, Mexico.
There's a great slideshow of American farmer Steve Scaroni at work in his fields in Mexico, his office, and that's at theworld.org.